This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning, welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Sam Oracle Chinedu here. Our conversation for this hour is an important one. I know I say that every morning because it is the truth, and the truth has been spoken on the first day of December for 2023 yet again. An important conversation activates now. If you live in and around River State and you follow politics from these parts, you very likely have heard that a National Working Committee of the All Progressives Congress, that's the APC, dissolved the River State executives of the party at all levels. The NWC appointed a 7-member caretaker committee to run its affairs in the state for 6 months. The committee members are Tony Okocha, chairman, Eric Wibani, secretary, Chibike Ikenga, and Stephen Abolo. Others are Sylvester Vidin, Senibor Dan Jumbo, and Darling Amadi. These guys are the ones saddled with the responsibility at this time to steer the ship that is the APC. As you can tell, lots of reactions have trailed that announcement, not just reactions, but resistance, as the dissolved executives are speaking. And they are speaking quite loudly. They don't find it funny. The spokesperson for the dissolved APC State Executive Council, Darlington Wuju, is accusing Abdullahi Ganduje National Working Committee of going against the party's constitution. Mr. Wuju says the sitting chairman, Abdullahi Ganduje, does not have the right to dissolve the APC River State executives. He said Mr. Ganduje's appointment was approved at a NEC meeting held on the 3rd of August.
The major highlight of the NEC meeting of the 3rd of August was ratification of the appointment of Ganduje. That was the day Ganduje was made chairman, because all state party chairmen, including Emeka Beke, the serving governors, former governors, and all those statutory members of NEC sat down and now confirmed his appointment. So where did the NEC now meet separately? Which NEC met?
Mr. Wuju says he will continue to pursue a lawsuit until the court decides that they have no argument.
It is abundantly clear that the NWC under Ganduje, having not been ceded powers to act as NEC of her party, went against her own party constitution. If you had listened to the press statement issued by the former national vice chairman, Northwest APC, Mr. Lukman, you would have heard the argument. Are you also saying that I bribed Lukman to make the arguments he has made? The constitution is clear.
On the other hand, APC chairman in River State, Emeka Beke, is asking the national chairman of the party, Abdullahi Ganduje, to revise the decision of the NWC dissolving the executives of the party state chapter. Mr. Beke tells correspondent Martha Okere that the tenure of the executives in the state is yet to elapse.
The legal advice should address what does the constitution of the party say. Only NEC has the moral right. I'm surprised the NWC had that power. And I don't think there's any time the last time you're right, they're giving them that power to do that. They're not giving them that power. It's so shocking and surprised. Dan Guje, the national chairman, he knows how he came to become national chairman of this party. He's a man who is in a glass that is not good for you to throw stones. He has to revise his step.
And on the other hand, Tony Okocha, who has assumed office, states that while addressing loyal party members, he promised to rejuvenate APC into a stronger, united and one indivisible party in the state. He expresses gratitude, of course, to the party's leadership for entrusting them with the responsibility.
We have come here to build, not to scatter. We have come to build APC, perhaps a lot more stronger than we met. We are not here to scatter. That's why we felt that if we are going to be confrontational, we will not even have anything to do around these premises at all. And I have shown that it is a party, it's our party, and it is one indivisible party.
With many sides and many opinions, it makes for the perfect drama series. So this morning, we're talking about the APC. At some point, I opened the phone lines to ask you important questions. Has the APC represented a viable opposition in River State? And what do you make of the dissolution of the State Executive Council? And of course, the appointment of a caretaker committee. But joining me to answer deeper questions is Ikenga Chibike. He is the publicity secretary of the caretaker committee of the APC. The new guy is on board. Good morning, Mr. Ikenga. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sam. I'm good.
All right.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us. This must be very an important period for the seven-man committee, because you'll be answering lots of questions. I have a feeling there will be rounds you'll be making. And a lot of people have reacted, actually, right here on our station as to whether or not they agree with the decision of the NWC. But before we talk about what you bring to the table, let's talk about the way things were before you came on. The appointment of the caretaker committee stirred controversies within the APC. What was wrong with the pre-existing APC leadership that required a dissolution for you guys to come on board?
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, listeners, as well. You are aware that the last executive presented the worst form of ineptitude. Ineptitude in the sense that they could not unite the party, they could not expand membership.
Okay.
And we have had challenges that had led to divisions and contradictions within the leadership, the immediate past leadership of the party. And they were unable to reconcile the differences. And these are the things that culminated in factionalization of the party. And various factions started jostling for control of the heart of the party. And they did this within the state and then took it up to the national. And you recall that once there is internal divisions, there is no cohesion, the party begins to lose its focus and begins to lose elections like we have lost serially. And that had affected the fortunes of the party. So the factions led their groups to see the national chairman and the national working committee. But before I go on, I'll let you know that on the 2nd to the 3rd of August, the NEC ceded its powers to the National Working Committee.
Oh.
Yes, it did. And it was on the basis of that the dissolution came. And you know, once there is crisis in a party, it is a responsibility of NEC. And in this case, the National Working Committee, having been NEC having ceded their powers to them to act in their stead, to dissolve and set up and try to rejig and try to unite the party. So it's in line of this that this caretaker committee was formed to midwife a new APC, to bring everybody, bring all the factions together so we can put our party together and present a viable opposition, confront PDP in the state and take over the reins of government.
So how come the dissolved executives are not aware of this ceding of power?
They are aware, but you know they have lost their offices. They do not know that party offices are a means to an end. And not an end in itself. The end in itself is for us to be in government. So they misunderstand or they do not understand what this means. Like I am here today, the publicity secretary of APC. I know that it's timed, it's tenured, and I'll leave. But my interest is that we put the party together and put a more substantive executive of the party to confront PDP and take over power. And mind you, that political party, the raison d'etat of a political party is to contest elections and win and control government. That is that. Anything other than that is a misnomer. So you find out that in River State, since APC came on board, I'm a foundation member of APC anyway. So since APC came on board in River State, we haven't won governorship election. And we haven't even won presidential elections. We were close to winning these 2023 elections because of the personality and leadership style of Tonye Cole. Unfortunately, we were ambushed by PDP because most of our members, our leaders, even worked against Tonye Cole. So in a party like that, there was need, obviously, to rejig it and bring everybody on board and take everybody's interests along.
This ceding of power,
yes.
What was the process? How did it happen?
Of course, they had a NEC meeting So it was in the NEC meeting wherein Ganduje and the secretary were confirmed.
Mm.
And then NEC, knowing that there are, or being aware that there are issues that may occur, issues that may come up, emergency situations, now said, okay, in our absence, we may not be meeting all the time. President is a member of the NEC and all that, and former governors and governors and all that, so they may not have all the time. So they asked the National Working Committee, if there are things that emanate, work, do it on our behalf. Take our power and work as it is until you meet us.
Now, the reason why I ask that question is because the powers of NEC are constitutionally provided.
No doubt about that.
It's in the APC Constitution.
No doubt about that.
So if you are going to cede a power that is binding by the law of the party to another body, which is considered lower, I expect that it should go through the same constitution.
Well, everything that APC NEC has done and that of the National Working Committee are guided by the constitutional provisions.
So what do you make of the resistance by the former, I mean, the members who have been dissolved? They've gone to court, they've made statements. How is, you know, the chairman, Tony Okocha, and the seven of you taking it?
Well, I'm aware that they have said they have gone to court. We haven't seen any court papers. The last time I checked, what we saw was a preparation for an interlocutory injunction.
Okay.
Restraining the National Working Committee and the NEC from appointing or inaugurating the caretaker committee. But their contemplation had already come too late because the processes had already taken place. So, for instance, they wanted to get an interlocutory injunction, but what they were trying to stop had already been done. So, and we have taken over and we have continued to remobilize the party and put everyone together, taking all interest along for the greater good of the people.
So, Tony Okocha says he will rejuvenate the party, he will reconcile the differences. You have said just now that you're going to correct the wrongs. The APC has lost on so many fronts because of the infighting and all of that. What do you guys bring to the table that hasn't been brought before? How do you intend to go about this reconciliation in repositioning APC to a position where you believe they should hold?
Okay, thank you very much. Sam, firstly, we shall do proper consultations, engagements, and then throw the party open, throw our doors open to attract more members. And then once we are sticking to the policies and programs of the party, particularly with consulting the people, democratizing the process, we will attract people. We will consult everyone that is interested, every member, even the aggrieved people, those who have factionalized the party before now, we'll bring all of them on board and present a more united APC for the good of the people. Because what our people are after is to be part of government. They have suffered a lot. You will recall that a lot of APC members died in River State. APC hasn't done anything. APC River State and their leadership did not do anything seriously to assuage the pains of the family members.
Members died where?
In the course of elections. In the course of the elections we have heard from 2015 to today.
Okay.
You let me just mention one instance. Yes, you know of Chosun Leonard. It was Toyinka's campaign VG in Ahoda West. He was shot in broad daylight. So nothing has happened. APC leadership hasn't done anything to assuage. You know about what happened in Ogbebe Maindoni in 2015 and thereabout. A lot of people were killed. They are dubious and all that. The party leadership that was there, the immediate past executive of the party, didn't do anything to assuage, to plan to do anything to assuage. And we were in government at the national level. We could not support them. And then the people have become so frustrated. So our own ESCO today, we want to engage everybody from the high to the lowest and bring everybody on board so we can form a more united APC and carry everybody's interest along.
So you believe if you implement these policies that you've stated, the APC will be united?
Definitely.
Do you also think that the former executives did not engage? Because you said consultation, engagement. Do you think they didn't try that as well?
I'm a foundation member of APC. Let me tell you, in leadership of party, you must present those who have what it takes to do it.
Okay.
That leadership is inept, or was inept rather. That leadership was populated with mediocres. I can tell you that. But now we have moved far from that. We will take everybody's interest and put everybody where you are supposed to be. For instance, we put you square peg in a square hole and round pegs in round holes.
All right, you have a few minutes before the break. I'd like to hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. I'm having conversations with the publicity secretary of the caretaker committee of APC. He's making a lot of promises, stating that this time they will do right by the party. What is your take on this? WhatsApp is 0809030-6416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. That means you can watch as you listen. You can also drop your comments on those platforms. I think I'll be able to take just one call before the break. And after that, of course, I'll be speaking with more listeners. David from Yenugua seems to be that one call. Good morning, David.
I bring you greetings from the city of Yenugua, Mr. Frank.
Yes, good morning, David. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't listened to your guest very keenly. In the first place, I'm not a member of this party. I don't belong to any political party. But it's an independent mind.
All right.
I will listen to him very keenly. I do not think that they are there or he's there to resolve issues they are having in their party. For him to make the statement that the other executives are made up of mediocres, it does not signal or tell for people who are coming. Or according to him, they are taking over. They are taking over to come and resolve issues, to make peace, to mend fences. They need to go back and put their house in order properly. And again, from my personal observation, I think the structure they are trying to build now is the structure of the former governor of Rivers State, PNVK. At the moment, Tony Okocha has given him or recommended him for an appointment to NDDC. The same Tony Okocha again is going to be the caretaker world chairman. I don't understand how we run the political party and you think there will be peace. I do not really understand. Finally, what is their own thinking or their support to the case of their governorship candidate, Toyeko? Good morning. My name is David Webb.
All right. Thank you very much, David. We have that break coming up in a few seconds. My guest will get to respond to those questions. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Ikenga Chibike, the Publicity Secretary, Caretaker Committee, APC, joins me in the studio to talk about the plans and policies of the Caretaker Committee. They were chosen by the National Working Committee of the party, and there has been a lot of reactions, a lot of controversies and resistance to that. You're welcome once again, Ikenga.
Thank you so much, Sam.
So before the break, we had a call. Somebody asked a question, and I asked a few as well. And I'm glad he did, because my next question is actually in line with what he asked. Now, Tony Okocha is a known supporter, I might even use the word ally, of Yesom Wike. And his appointment fueled speculations that River State is becoming a single-party state, that they are looking, and by they I mean APC National, to give the APC structure to Yesom Wike. What's your response to that?
Okay, just before I delve into that, I used the word mediocre, that the immediate past executive was populated with mediocres.
Yeah.
The man from Bayelsa, I don't know what his interpretation of mediocrity. What I meant was that that a school lacked exceptional ability and quality in the management of the affairs of the party. And that could be attested to in the breaking into two of the executive, one being led by Emeka Bike and another one led by Omiete Frebo, his vice. So that alone created division, and the division came as a result of their inability to manage their differences. So clearly, they were populated. That ESCO was populated with mediocres, those who lacked exceptional ability and quality to manage the affairs of the party.
Okay,
that done. Now, Chief Tony Okocha is a member of APC, no doubt about that. Chief Tony Okocha worked for the president, no doubt about that. And then, it will interest you to know that Chief Tony Okocha is from Obiapo, the same as the Honorable Minister of the Federal Capital Territory, Chief Ezewonye Sowike. So, both of them are even from the same lineage. That's what they call Apara Kingdom. They're all from the place. So they have a relationship. Tony, too, had been an essay to Chief Wike when he was local government chairman. So that's that. They have that relationship. But we're discussing politics now. Politics, we're discussing that. Today, Chief Nyesom Wike is not a member of APC. Why do we dwell on Nyesom Wike is about to come? It's not about to come. The party structure has been given to him. I don't want us to continue to dwell on something that is non-existent. Until such a time that the minister decides to join APC, then we take it off from there. But for now, we are APC people. We are struggling to reposition our party, rebuild our party, get it set for the local government election, where we shall test run our ability to manage the party differences and take everyone's interests along. And then, let me say, my friend from Bayelsa talked about the governorship candidate. I'm a strong supporter of Tony Cole. I'm one of, if you count five persons who have been supporting Tony Cole from 2019 to today, I'm one of them. I still support him. Few days back, the Court of Appeal ruled against him. He has to go to the Supreme Court to test those decisions that have been taken. Wherever that takes us to, it is what it is.
Are you in support of him pursuing this at the Supreme Court?
Obviously, I am. I support him till tomorrow. Yes, I am. So the young man who called from Bayelsa doesn't even know who is speaking there. My name is Chibike Ikenga. Go to my Facebook handles, Instagram handles, go everywhere, Twitter handles. You see that I'm one of the persons that had stood with Tony Cole even till tomorrow. So we were selected from all the groupings to try to make a new whole.
Now, back to the Wike issue. And the reason why I think it's relevant for people to think and speak is because, as a politician, as you have said, foundational member of the APC, in politics, every signal is important.
No doubt.
So if an ally, a friend, a confidant of the FCT minister is on a different ship, and it seems, I'm not stating fact, seems that certain privileges were due to the influence of the former governor, it is natural for people to think along those lines. Don't you agree?
I do, but I need an explanation.
Yes, please. By
APC was factionalized. Chief Tony Okocha was leading a group. He led a group to the national chairman. And then Pastor Akite Toyeko led a group to the national chairman. The one Pastor Akite Toyeko led, I was with him to see the national chairman. And then some other members of SDP, led by Senator Mike Musabe, also led the group to, they were APC members before, they also led the group to the chairman. And then what were they leading those groups to the chairman for? They had asked that they need to take control of the party and that they needed to, the National Working Committee through the chairman was to give them that support. But the national chairman, I was there in one of those meetings where he said, we should close ranks and come together. And then he also said that there was need for us to open our doors to even those who were not our members before. He also said those who were our members and left to pursue their interests in other parties, we should also accept them. And then we, the foundational members who had remained, we should also try to take everybody along. And in doing so, it's what led to the dissolution, putting everybody together. And I can assure you that we are willing to take everybody together. But let me say this. Chief Nyesom Wike is not a member of APC. Chief Nyesom Wike is a friend of the president. He supported the president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We have thrown our doors open, I can assure you. We want to attract the best of the best that will support APC in Rivers State to win election and make our supporters happy. Our supporters have gone through a lot. They have been deprived. They have been frustrated. And we don't want that to continue.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 0817-923-0002. Many words spoken by Kinga right here in the studio. But my questions are, has the APC presented a viable opposition in River State? And what do you make of the dissolution of the State Executive Council and the appointment of a caretaker committee, which he represents? Call me and tell me. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. You can drop your comments on those platforms as well. It is at Nigeria Info PH. Fortune Lawson on Facebook says, can Tony Okocha, who openly worked against Tony Cole, reunite the party? He's asking, Ogu Justice, it is amazing that the highest political appointment, both mainstream and downstream, APC members in River State is just NDDC board member. And made him to be caretaker chairman of the party in the state. This is embarrassing, he says. And Ogo Justice once again says, if he's describing the dissolved ESCOs as mediocre, how can he carry them along in a bid to rebuilding the party? The comment, he says, is reckless. Okay, let's see what's happening on WhatsApp. Oracle, good morning to you and your guest. My question to your guests, one, are you remobilizing the party with APC members or PDP? Two, are you telling the public that the same Tony Okocha who begged the president to give to Nyesom Wike anything he has for APC Rivers is still a member of the party? Three, I thought Amaechi is your leader. If so, is he aware of this? Were you given a go-ahead order? Elono Ndidi is asking.
Well, I have not seen any resignation letter nor any video clip that show that Chief Tony Okocha had left APC. Until then, I would still stand where I am. And I can also tell you that I am an APC member. I've been part of all the APC programs, and I understand what it takes for us to come together. The last ESCO had a challenge. They did not consult one person. They did not engage even one person. They were very satisfied with the positions they had as party ESCO members, and that was all. Show me clips of where the immediate past ESCO did a lot outside their comfort zone to try to bring people to the party. That's the issue here. We are interested in engaging them. Even the immediate past ESCO are members of our party. We will engage them at the level they can give us optimal support. And you don't give somebody something that is bigger than the person. The person will have challenges in taking along people. So we support them as party members, but we think that their leadership is uninspiring and cannot take everyone along. That's okay. Part of the crisis we have.
We have Ken calling from Ubimini. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Laura Kushinedu.
Good morning.
I want to ask, though, this to your guest in the studio. I want to ask him if he is comfortable with the silence of the former governor and the former minister, Right Honorable Chubuike Rotimi Amaechi, for all the things that has been playing in the APC family. And we have not heard from him. If he is comfortable with that, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Alex from Ahuda West. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Oracle. Good morning, Chief Ikenga.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, I want to just drop some comments.
Alex, please turn off your radio.
First, I would like to say that the man in the studio is a very respected person that I know. And I would plead that whenever we are talking about issues, we should deal with the issues and not act like we want to urinate on the graves of people that we lost. Mentioning Christopher Dube, Christopher Dube did not die in 2023 elections. Christopher Dube died in the week of 2015 elections. And he has been a very strong member of the APC. What did he, in his own capacity, do to assuage the pain that that loss caused? Now, you're mentioning Chosom Leonard. You want to make people suicide grieving? Play politics. Leave dead. That is much of respect. That's what I just want to say.
All right, thank you very much. Leighton Barry from Bori, good morning.
Good morning, Sam Oracle.
Good morning.
And good morning to your guests. Yes, your guest has already said something that was in my mind. The previous administration did what was really wrong, that put most of the members on rampage. You can see that even the Wogo bombs, the Magdusa Bay, the Wisin Ake, and all the rest people went to another political party. And in regard to that, I think they were also in support of the Bola and the Tinubu campaign. But I want to say one thing that has always gripped me as regard to the APC. You know, I have always been on radio, most of the radio in River State, campaigning for Bola Ahmed Tinubu, even to the extent that my group, which is called the Time and Tone for River South, was attacked in Oyibo because of the photo of Bola Ahmed Tinubu on our banner. And we went through a lot of fracas there. At the end of the day, we who have suffered in campaigning here have nothing from the APC. All we hear is that this one will come and take over and they will not even recognize those who have labored and have suffered for this party. Let me tell you, if person like I, they exist and APC exists and yet we do not have anything common from APC party and they are forming another new administration or leadership, and people like us are not being incorporated in what they are doing, then know that what they are doing is fallacy.
Really
need to be recognized.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
So my guest is going to attempt to answer your question, but I want to ask before we get there, what kind of compensation or reward are you looking for? Be specific.
Well, the reward I may be looking for is that while they are doing this reconciliation, most of us who fought for this rule should be called.
Okay.
So that we can also benefit from whatever that is coming from the feather. A lot of people are getting appointments.
All right.
We are just lying low with our supporters, asking us questions every day.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll take two more calls and let my guests respond to as many questions as has been asked. Andy from Rumo Dumaya, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chinedu. Good morning to your guests in the studio.
Good morning. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah. Happy weekend and happy new month to you guys out there.
Wish you the same.
Wish you the same, bro.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank your guest. For the first time, he and his fine bull have been the two persons that has ever come on air and has not said anything wrong against the Right Honorable Chibike Rotimi Amaechi, who has made them who they are. I want to thank him very much and I appreciate him. And I want to tell him to keep it up. Anybody who has done well where you are in political aspects should be respected until. Why did I say until? Let me leave that apart. But I want to ask him a question. The question I want to ask him is this. Please, sir, I hope whoever that has made you who you are today as the publicity secretary of the caretaker committee members now, I hope tomorrow you will not betray such a person by handling another side of any position of any side. And the next day you tell us that is structure that you are covering. That is my question.
All right.
Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you, Andy. And finally, Muriel from Akrika. Good morning, Muriel.
Yes, and good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Sam, the episode was it. I'm not sympathetic. I'm not a member of that party, but
I'm struggling to hear you, Muriel.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's better now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the FPC, I treat them well, even though I'm not a member of that party, and it consists of our brothers and sisters in River State.
Okay.
This party, the FPC, has been both sides for a very long time, and there's need for them to move forward. So irrespective of the grievances, the different parties are bearing in their hearts. And I think it's a very good step for them to adjudicate that responsibility for their elders. If the children cannot settle themselves, bring that responsibility to their national working committee, I think it's a very good step in the right direction. But I want to ask them, Sam, you cannot reconcile a man or a wife when they are in different rooms, different locations. You have to bring them under the same roof.
All right.
They even have two police acting secretaries. So I don't know one belonging to the police force, the other one is for the police force.
Okay, Muriel, I think we have gotten the point. The network is not in your favor. So I think a lot has been said, many questions asked, but let me take them in the order that they came. The first person who called says, asked rather, are you comfortable with the silence of Amaechi?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. The Right Honorable Timothy Amaechi, after the presidential election primaries, wherein he lost to President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and the governorship election in River State, wherein same Fubara was declared. After then, Chief Right Honorable Timothy Chibuike Amaechi had remained silent. He has his reasons for being silent. He has his plans for being silent. Only Right Honorable Rotimi Chibuike Amaechi can say why he is doing so.
Have you attempted to inquire?
But in any case, party politics is dynamic. Party has to move on. So we have had people like Toye Cole. We have had people like Chief Victor Gerdom. We have had people like Chief Engineer Samson Ngerebara. We have had people like Chief Tony Okocha, and to mention but a few, including myself, who now feel that, look, if we continue to keep quiet, our supporters will wallow in more abject poverty and frustration.
Okay.
We looked at what the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu government is doing, and we took a decision to key into whatever programs he is doing, because he's the president and leader of our party. So we had to make moves that culminated in bringing APC to where we are today.
All right, Ikenga, yes. I don't want to cut you, but we have just 4 minutes on the clock. Now, the second caller did not ask a question. He just made a statement. He says, stick to the issues. The fourth caller, Andy, says he hopes that your loyalty would not eventually become questionable in the defense of structure. Whoever made you who you are is hoping that you remain loyal. Do you have anything to say to that?
Okay, firstly, he talked about the death of Adube. I said APC from inception had suffered and lost a lot of members, yeah, including Chief Adube. I knew when he died within the 2015 election. I'm aware of that. I mentioned Chosom Leonard recently because he died in this election, 2023. So I know what I'm talking about. These persons who have lost their lives and those who are even maimed, the party, there's no proper structure on ground to see how they can assuage those challenges.
Okay.
Again, yeah, the young man from maybe Ogoni or so, he talked about how members who have suffered for this party haven't benefited. That's the issue. That's the crux of the matter. That's what we're talking about. So we take everybody along and try to make our interest one. Mm. We want to win elections. It's only when we win elections in River State, we take control of the state, take control of the local governments. People will be engaged, and then the party members, large spectrum of them, will be happier. And then someone talked about betrayal. I've been in APC. And I've been accused of being a member of PDP. But today, thanks to Providence, that those same persons have turned around to say, oh, we didn't know. We accused him falsely. But he's still here. I was leader of Ikwere Local Government, APC, for about 8 to 9 years. I'm still in APC. I'm working for APC. I've identified with the programs and policies of the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu-led government of our party. That's where we are. And then I want to thank the young lady who talked about APC has to come together and move forward. We're interested, and that's where we are. We want to bring every interest together to join as one. And then finally, gentlemen, if you know me very well, I support Toye Cole very well. I believe so strongly that Toye Cole is a qualitative material who would do better than Sim Fubara. Now, you remember that Governor Sim Fubara told us in the build-up to the election that he is going to do nothing but consolidate on the renewed rope agenda, consolidate on the new rivers agenda. I don't know whether he's still consolidating on that or he has a new vision.
Okay.
So let him come up, then we're ready. When we put our party together, we can take them on as opposition. Thank you.
Down to our final 60 seconds. This committee is to steady affairs of the party for 6 months.
No doubt, yes.
What happens after 6 months? Very quickly.
We have programs where we go into congresses from the wards up to the state level. So once we do that, we bring on board substantive of party office holders and then party ESCO members, then they take over the...
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mr. King, for your time.
Thank you.
We truly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is as far as we can fly on the Morning Crossfire this morning. Thank you for being a part of it. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms.